Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, July 20th. I'm reading from the New International Version and we're picking up in the book of Luke, chapter 8, starting in verse 22, and we'll go through verse 39. These are two wonderful stories about Jesus calming the storm and Jesus restoring a demon-possessed man. They remind us of the fact that Jesus has power over nature and he has power over disease. And it is quite curious in this passage that the demons recognize who Jesus is. Notice what they call him as I read the passage. And everyone else in the stories is trying to figure out who is this man. Okay, Luke chapter 8, starting in verse 22. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into the boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters, and the storm subsided, and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked his disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the wind and the water, and they obey him." They sailed to the region of the Gerasenes, which is across the lake from Galilee. When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but had lived in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had commanded the impure spirit to come out of the man. Many times it had seized him, and though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, he had broken his chains and had been driven by the demon into solitary places. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "Legion," he replied, because many demons had gone into him, and they begged Jesus repeatedly not to order them to go into the abyss. A large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside. The demons begged Jesus to let them go into the pigs, and he gave them permission. When the demons came out of the man, they went into the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When those tending the pigs saw what had happened, they ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone out, sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people how the demon-possessed man had been cured. Then all the people of the region of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them because they were overcome with fear. So he got into the boat and left. The man from whom the demons had gone out begged to go with him, but Jesus sent him away saying, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you." So the man went away and told all over the town how much Jesus had done for him. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Did you notice what the demons called Jesus? They said, "Jesus, Son of the Most High God." On the boat, the disciples are trying to determine who it is that has calmed the wind and the waves. And ironically, the demons know who he is. In fact, Jesus shows such power over the demons that they beg him not to send them to the abyss. very, very interesting stories. And then at the end, I often wonder, why didn't Jesus let the man go with him and leave the region of the Gerasenes? I think ultimately it's about mission. His mission was to go and to tell what the Lord had done for him. And that is our mission as well, as we go throughout life, to remember what God has done for us and to share with others how Jesus has made a difference for us and in us, and that he is working in our midst. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you on this Thursday for my brothers and sisters who are contending together to read your word, to think on it. We don't want to just see it as something we check off a list or a text that, you know, is sterile, but as a real story, as things that really happen, that you really can calm the storm and you have freed a man from demons. We thank you, Lord, for your power over nature. We thank you, Lord, for your power over disease. Guide us to be a people of faith who look to you in awe and amazement of what you've done in the scriptures and of what you do in our lives today. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.